I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic to which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all for that. I happen to believe in that. Who could survive in a country anywhere else in the world better than I? So anyhow, we move on to this meeting will be conducted by electronic means, I hope for the last time, with the Open Public Meetings Act of 2020. Which explicitly permits public body to conduct meetings electronically during a state of emergency. Governor Murphy issued executive orders 103 and 107, public health emergency and state emergency, and directing residents to quarantine and practice social distancing. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, has provided the date, time, and location of this meeting with links to designated newspapers published in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed notice in the Borough Clerk's office, as well as posted notice on the Borough Office website and in the Borough Office. Thank you for coming, everybody. We all appreciate it. Welcome, and could we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Bills is absent. Mr. Cashmore? Is everybody coming on? Yes. Stephen Cashmore? Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Here.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Here.
Ms. Gorman? Mayor Kelly? Councilman Lextein?
Here.
Councilman Lextein?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Schwartz is absent.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. We have minutes to approve from May 11th.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I know I'm not eligible to vote on the minutes, but I would just ask for one correction or
a discussion. You're part of our discussion.
Yeah, there's when it talks about my being recused from the meeting, it. I just wanted to be very clear in the minutes that I was not, that I actually had turned my microphone off and my video off, and I wasn't being told to turn it off because I was making facial expressions or otherwise, because it could be implied from those minutes that I was, and I'm not very happy about that. So I just wanted to be very, very clear that I had turned my camera off, and that it was just that. The attorney was advising us that, in an abundance of caution, that it should be turned off, but it already was off. I just want that very, very clear in the minutes.
I would suggest that we make that change to the minutes.
I will.
Candace, is that okay with you?
Yes, I'll make the change.
I would agree with that as well, Candace.
Thank you.
Anyone else have a change to the minutes? Or a motion. If not, I'll make the motion. I'm hearing myself. But I will make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
All right. Let me call. Ms. Bills is absent. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham? Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.
to the memorialization of the resolution number 2021-07 for Seabright Surf School LLC. Do we have any discussion on that? I do, just so you know. Anybody else? The only thing I wanted to clarify was number one, well, it's after whereas. Number one, the application was for 2D variances, one variance to permit surf school parking, which is what I have issue with, the CP zone, which is commercial use, is permitted, and the other to allow surf school customer parking. The customer parking part was not part of our application and was withdrawn from our application. I just wanted to clarify that. The surf school employees, up to 10, I believe, was what I remember, were allowed to work there. I have no problem with that. And was there any discussion on that? But I would like that withdrawn. It is not parking for the surf school in general, because the surf school in general, all the parents coming to watch their kids surf.
Correct. That was a change from the first time we heard the application to the revision of last year.
This is the revision.
Yep.
But the machine is parking. I think we need to make it
that. It was supposed to be just parking for 10 cars. It wasn't supposed to be specifically for cars.
But what I remember was supposed to be parking 10 cars as you said. There's too many people.
Redact the resolution or not, but it says the applicants are granted a use variance on their amended application, which variance is conditioned upon the following in accordance with their lease to operate a surf school under the terms as provided by the borough. Number one, and I think this is what the provision that Lance is talking about, a use variance is granted per section, and it's the code section, the use D variance to permit automobile parking for surf instructors employed by the applicant, as well as clients of the applicant that are taking private lessons weekdays only, no holidays. The amendment was the parking proposed for the lots that form the subject matter of the application shall be limited to surf instructors only. So when I took the notice provision and the granting of the variance, and it was for surf instructors only, there had been mention, we know that the public access will be from the gates, but there had been testimony also about private lessons. So if we want to strike that one sentence that says, as well as clients of the applicant that are taking private lessons, I'm happy to do that. But it was a little difficult based on the way the motion was provided as to whether or not, whether including that or not. So if you want to strike that one sentence to just be automobile parking to serve instructors, then that would conform solely with the amendment. So I just need some direction.
Limited to 10
I believe that's what they testified to. I would just like to see that changed, and then I would be perfectly happy with how it ends up. You know, I mean, otherwise I'm just one no vote, and everybody else can vote it in the way it is.
I was going to say, totally up to the board if they want to redact that one sentence or not. Otherwise, I think it would be in full compliance with what was discussed. So, whatever the board wishes.
Well, if somebody wishes to approve this resolution, they are more than welcome to, as I would do with any other resolution. I am not horribly opposed to people or what they do. I'm going along with this is supposed to approve what we approved in our last meeting, and I believe what we approved was on those two lots that were combined with two different families owning those lots. I think I have a grip on this. Two different families owning those lots, and both of those lots went along with employee parking, and then everybody else went to the public access points in the town, where they're going, which is across from the hotel. And if I forget something, please remind me.
Well, that's what you're reading and what Monica reading seems to be a little bit different. And I understand what you're saying.
Monica,
it's not limited to employee parking. It's just limited. It's just anyone can park there involved with the school. Could you read would you mind reading the sentence
exactly
that you object to again?
What Monica wrote was, anyone could park there for the surf school, and it wasn't publicly approved.
No, that's not true. If you go to where it says "be it further resolved," which is I have it as page 8 of 10, but it's a Word document, so I'm not quite sure what it's looking.
Well, about an hour ago.
No, I understand. So there's the note portion, which is the discussion on the record, and then there's the findings of the board and the actual granting of the variance and what's granted. So the variance for the parking is essentially granted in 5 parts with conditions. So it's, as I said, it's automobile parking for surf instructors employed by the applicant, which is exactly what we discussed. And the only issue, which is what I'm reading into you, is, as I said, as well as clients of the applicant that are taking private lessons. So that was distinguished from the camp lessons, and we didn't discuss that. So if we're taking that particular sentence out, those are the private clients. Those are not the camp students. Wait. I'm sorry, what?
The front was when they came back in and changed their whole plan so they would get an approval, was to have surf instructors only park there. And parking was a big issue in the CP zone. And whether it's public parking, commercial parking, and whether it was public parking, that's a big difference every change.
And that's what I said.
If somebody wants to make a motion to approve it as is, go right ahead.
That's what I'm saying. If the board wants to strike that particular sentence because they don't find it in conformance with the remainder of the application, that's fine. But the rest of it is that the access by the public goes to the gate, that you consent to only the 7 hours in total for no more than 24 hours a day, that you stipulate it's not going to run with the land, but only for the term of the lease, as long as it remains at this location with these individuals, and that the variance becomes specifically vacated if there is a enough consent for a sale of the lot of earth where there is no further continuing consent. So I just want to make it clear that there's really only one sentence that's in question, so we can remove that if it's the will of the board, and you know that, but that's something y'all have to decide.
Wasn't it also limited to just 10 vehicles?
Yes.
The testimony was, the number 3 on it says applicant consents to the condition that no more than 7 to 10 cars in total shall be parked on the two lots, and said parking shall be for no more than 3 to 4 hours per day on the days slash times as set forth in the accompanying lease agreement.
7 to 10. Yeah, I would agree with removing the sentence that Lance is objecting to, because people have a tendency to look at what they want to and only see the part of the agreement that conforms to what they're trying to do. So if you take that sentence out of there and have them go to the sections that you just read, that would be clearer. It would be less of a possibility of confusion.
Any direction from the remaining board members on that?
And I'm trying to just make it as it was supposed to be. That's
yeah, and I'm comfortable with that, Lance, because that's what they testified for. They testified for a change from the last time we were there, and just
okay, is this sentence more palatable? Okay, is this sentence more palatable to the board? That a use variance is granted?
Monica, you can share your screen too if you want, if you think that would be easier, just so everyone's seeing the same thing.
Unfortunately, I have it on a separate screen, so I can't share it on the laptop. But it's the, like I said, it's page 8, under where it says the granted portion, it's paragraph 1. So with the redaction, it will now read, a use variance is granted. I'm sorry, Lance? What?
You can't have both. That's all I'm saying.
I took it out. I was reading.
One thing in number 1 and one thing in the end. I was just trying to clarify that one was incorrect to what they testified to. Everything else in it, I go along with. I'm fine. I'm not trying to stop the surf camp, and I know everybody's listening, barking in, please stop. I'm trying to clarify the resolution. And most of them don't know what a resolution is. We had a meeting, we testified, they testified, everybody heard it, we voted. I am agreeing with what the board did. How's that?
So taking into consideration Mr. Cunningham's, Chair Cunningham's redaction, would the board find it appropriate where it says a use variance is granted per section 130.38 CAA1 use D variance to permit automobile parkings for surf instructors employed by the applicant with days only, no holidays in the CP zone where no such use is permitted? So that identifies the redaction it's taking out, as well as clients of the applicant that are taking private lessons.
I would make that motion that the board agree to that.
Well, it doesn't have to be a motion to the. It doesn't have to be a motion to the agreement. It's just is the board accepting of the redaction, and then you can move to memorialize the resolution.
Dave, you withdrew, so I mean, you're part of the board. We're just agreeing on what we voted on.
I'll make a motion to amend the resolution to address Lance's Chairman Cunningham's comment.
Make a motion or a second?
Okay, go ahead.
You just made, so Mr. Cunningham, Chair Cunningham made the motion, so...
Then I will second the motion.
Thank you. So we have a motion on the floor to amend the resolution and removing the words as well as clients of the applicant that are taking private lessons that are removed from the resolution for memorialization.
That as well as parking in general.
Right.
It says, do you want me to reread it? Number one. Permit school parking, CP zone. It needs to be clarified what school parking. It needs to be clarified from variance to serve school parking to CP zone where no commercial use is permitted to permit serve school employee parking to CP zone on these properties. That's all. I'm perfectly happy with that.
And you made a motion to change that wording to what you just stated. 9 seconds.
Any other discussion on it? I would ask for a vote, Candace. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the resolution as amended? Not I will.
I'll make a motion to approve as amended.
I didn't see who that was. I apologize.
It was Heather. I'll second it.
I'm sorry. It's been a long day. I'm in a tough time here. Heather made a motion, and I think Elizabeth, I thought I heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right.
Can we have a
Mr. Cashmore?
Roll call, please.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith is muted.
Stephen, you're muted.
I'm sorry, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. And moving along in our business. I hope you understand that I am not against anybody what was approved. It was approved by us, and I just wanted it clarified, and I apologize, but I've been doing this a long time, and I know how 5 years later that can come back and say, we're allowed to park here.
Apologize. You don't have to apologize. You're very clear, and it was helpful. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Heather. Things are very unclear with the surf school all the time. And they're wonderful people, and I talked to her, and I'm happy for them, and I hope they do well. Okay, on to the new application. Raymond C. Valenta, 1070 Ocean Avenue, seeking approval for maintaining existing awnings.
Good evening, Mr. Cunningham, members of the board. Jennifer Krimko from the law firm of Ansel Grimmon Aaron. Here on behalf of the applicant, I apologize for not standing, but if I did, you wouldn't be able to see my head.
Mr. Kendall, as always, it's lovely to see you, and please let the board take note that we have reviewed the notice for the application, same as deemed acceptable, and the board can accept jurisdiction of this matter.
Jennifer, if I could interrupt for just 1 second. Monica, my office is on the second floor of Angelica's restaurant. Should I recuse myself? I mean, I don't consider it a conflict, but that will be your decision.
Mr. Lina, your landlord?
Ray Lina is my landlord, yes.
And I think you would have to recuse yourself.
I would agree.
Okay, I'm stepping down. Can I still observe?
Yes, absolutely. If you mute your mic and your video, that'd be awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steven. Anyone else have a conflict with this application?
Thank you. Mr. Cunningham, I know that my partner Rick has been here quite a few times. Last two meetings, which I heard, were a lot more interesting than I hope this one will be tonight.
What kind of school are you having in the restaurant?
No schools at all. My simple question is, would you like me to move in the photos in the survey, or are they part of the record and do not need to be introduced as exhibits?
Jen, anything that's listed online is considered part of the record. I will carry them over to the resolution.
Okay, great. So,
only if we have a question, I would suspect.
Okay, thank you. So I'm sharing my screen right now, and I think as people who live in Seabright, and those of us who are in Monmouth County but not in Seabright are all intimately familiar with Angelica's Restaurant and the outside dining that has become so important, especially during COVID.
If Ray's not muted and causing feedback, you ask him to mute.
The problem is he's calling in on his phone, and I don't know that he knows how to mute. It was difficult enough to get him on the call.
Yeah, I am here.
Yeah, I know, but Ray, you need to mute your phone.
Mute my phone.
Or stop moving it around so it doesn't make so much noise.
Okay.
All right. So, again, those of you who heard Ray Lina, the owner of the building and founder of Angelica. And you're all familiar with the awnings, the retractable awnings that were put up at the time, and they've been there for years. No one knew that permits were required. When it was indicated that they were, the zoning officer had indicated that there were a variance is required for two reasons. One, they're not over an opening. Your ordinance says that awnings have to relate to the opening, which they're covering, and these awnings never came before a board, as I understand it.
Oh, okay, that's what I was wondering.
Right, and so because they're on a blank wall, they need a variance, and because they extend more than 4 feet off the building, they need a variance. So, Ray, if I could just have Mr. Lina sworn in quickly.
Yes, of course. Monica, you want to swear Ray in?
Mr. Lina, if you could raise your right hand wherever you are, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth for purposes of this meeting?
I do.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, sir?
Raymond C. Lina, 570 Monmouth Place, Long Branch, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Mr. Lina, you own the building and you're the proprietor of Angelica's Restaurant?
I am.
Okay, and these awnings that were put up, they're retractable and they're really just for decor for the alleyway that you own for the outdoor seating?
They are.
Okay, and at the time you put them up, you didn't realize you needed a zoning permit, is that correct?
No, I didn't.
Okay, and when the zoning officer identified that they need a variance, we promptly filed this application to rectify that. How long have they been up for?
For 4 years.
Okay, and there hasn't been any issue, complaints, or anything that you're aware of?
No.
Okay, and if they only extended 4 feet off of the building, they wouldn't cover the tables, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you can't put them over an opening because there is no opening on that wall. It's a blank wall.
Right.
That's all I have, Mr. Chair, as far as questions. We have a technical variance in that the ordinance as it relates to awnings was never really intended to regulate decorative awnings that are not over openings. It was really just to ensure that when there were awnings over openings, they related to that opening and were symbiotic. I think pictures speak a thousand words. If the awnings are aesthetically pleasing, that it adds to the character of that alleyway.
and that it does relate to the building as well as the ambiance of that outdoor dining.
Thank you. Any board members have questions of Mr. Lennon's testimony? Or about the awning from Mr. Lennon? Okay. That's fine. That's all. Is there anyone in the public that has a question about the testimony or the awnings in general? Or is there anyone else that wants to testify? But I have no issue with it. I think they fit the neighborhood at this stage of the game. We just gave them new barriers out front to be able to continue to dine under the COVID restrictions. And I know the COVID restrictions are waning, but I think we need to help the restaurants any way we can in Seabright and try and keep things going. Anyone in the public have a question or testimony about this application? If not, I have no question myself. Anyone?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, it's Mark. I'd be more than happy to make a motion to approve the application.
And I'm happy to second it, Mark. We have a roll call, please.
Okay. Mr. Cashmore?
He recused.
Oh, he was recused. Excuse me. Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes. Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman? Yes. Councilman
yes.
Lichtenstein?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Steve, you're muted.
I'm trying to behave, yes.
Thank you.
You've never behaved in your life, Stephen.
Well, it's never too late, though, you told me.
I thank you very much for your...
I'm sorry.
Thank you for your time. Have a great evening, everybody.
Thank you very much, and
thank
best
you.
Luck, Ray. Best luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, on to the ordinance. Let's see, under the ordinance. The pot ordinance. I love this one. Everybody get a copy of that and read it, I hope. I should call it the pot ordinance, should I? Ordinance number 09 dash, what is this? Ordinance number 09? 2021. Pending land use, cover, secret permit of operation of, cannabis. 09 dash 2021. Everybody got that, I hope?
Yes. And Steve, you can come back in if you want.
I'm here, Mark. I clicked on that.
Okay.
I clicked on my camera again.
Great. We can't see you, but that's fine.
You can't.
Okay.
How about that?
Everybody got the ordinance, I hope, right?
Yeah.
Get it? I see you moving, but Monica, you're muted.
Yeah, sorry, it takes a minute to click on. I'm actually searching for it now. I don't remember receiving it, but that doesn't mean I didn't. I just have to look for it, so.
Yeah, we got it.
Hey, does you know what date it was sent to?
It was sent yesterday.
Board review. How about that, Mark? It was interesting. Mark, you're muted.
Hi.
Can you hear me now? We hear you now. Why don't you speak?
Got it. Thank you.
You're the councilman, rep to the board about the cannabis ordinance stuff.
And having never smoked pot in my entire life, which I will swear on the Holy Bible, with that said, what this basically does is the state government, as everybody knows, legalized cannabis sales last year as part of the referendum that was put up for the public. 75% of the Bryan residents voted to legalize marijuana in New Jersey. 75% found it.
Mark, what was the percentage?
75%.
75, okay.
Yes.
I could smell it around town.
Yeah, I don't like the smell. I couldn't stand it. Basically what the state government did is they basically enacted a statute that said legalized marijuana sales in the state of New Jersey, and they gave the municipality the right to opt out if they did.
Not on legalization.
Not on legalization.
On whether they wanted to pay hot business in there.
Correct. And Steve Rice decided that they want to allow one facility in town. And again, we have the right to limit it to only one license. It is not an open door for 10 million pot salesmen to sell out. Now, we know salesmen are going to be and smoke on the premises. You can't eat on the premises. You can't do anything other than actually do the actual purchase at the premise and leave. That's all you can actually do. So it's grab and go. The town is able to tax this as a revenue, which you're not able to do with most retail uses, but we are able underneath the statute to take tax revenue out of it. Also, for any facility to actually come into the premises, they've got to be licensed by the state of New Jersey, so whether this is actually going to happen, we do not know.
But you mean it's delivery, right? Delivery into the...
No. There's no... Delivery is not part of this. This is a retail store.
It has to be delivery into the retail store. It has to be allowed.
Right. Well, yes, you're right. Someone's got to come from outside to deliver the product to the store.
Right. That was part of the resolution, just by the way.
Yeah. No. Yes, but that'd be like any other store, Lance. You know, I mean, any other store has got to get their product delivered to them. So
part of the Seabright resolution.
Yes. No, I understand.
The Seabright.
Well,
wrong term. Sorry.
Right. So yes, when you're talking, the store is allowed to sell the product, which obviously has got to be delivered to them, and yeah, they can sell it. So all you can do is go to the store, buy the product, and leave and smoke it off-premises. You're not allowed to smoke it on-premises. You're not allowed to stay at the premises and have food, snacks, anything, and nothing else can be sold at the premises other than cannabis, and that's it. So we limited this to an extreme so that it's only the one product, that's it, they come in and they go. Whether this ever occurs in town, we do not know, because they have to be licensed by the state to be for a retail license. And that's it. So basically, this is basically a retail business being allowed into the retail district, into the business district. That's basically what we're proposing. And I think
there's not a medicinal component to it. It's just a flat-out retailer.
Correct, because pot is now legal in the state of New Jersey.
Right,
so
you can have public vote.
What, Heather?
Could still be deemed a medicinal retailer, but now you're allowed both options.
Could be either. Yeah, I don't know that you need the doctor's note anymore to buy pot in the state of New Jersey from a retailer. I think you can just go and go do it. So I don't even know the medicinal issue even applies anymore. It's legal. It's like cigarettes. You can go buy cigarettes somewhere. So
I think in general, Mark, you guys did a great job in writing that ordinance. I read the whole thing because I was interested. It is what it is. The world's changing, and
right.
And I have no problem with if Seabright, a landlord wants to rent something to a Seabright pot seller, God bless him. But I agree with the ordinance myself. I read it.
Yeah, and we just think it's the way things are going. And again, I can't stand the smell of the thing, which is why we really limited it so that you can't smoke in our premises, and you got to take it and go home. And that's basically what we did. So
I think the town of Sebring in general is a very upstanding, progressive town, and we try and do things right. And we know if people are doing things wrong with pot, the police officers will deal with it.
Exactly.
I agree.
So Mark, it's for recreational use. Can they walk around the street smoking it, or is it they have to take it home?
So
whatever the state rules are, right?
Yeah, Dave, that's going to be the state rules. We prohibited it. This unrelated to this ordinance, Dave, but we're prohibiting it on the beach already. We're going to do an ordinance. We haven't already to prohibit it on smoking on the beach. The same way we prohibited cigarette smoking on the beach. So all the cigarette laws are going to apply. But we can't have
no problem with it.
We can't control what someone does in public, absent what the state law allows. So, but right now, if the state law allows you to smoke pot in public, and there's nothing we can do about that because you can go to another town, get pot, and get smoked in public.
You can't fight this.
Yeah, you can't fight it. Right, exactly. Nothing we can do about that. But we can ban it on the beach because state law allows us to ban it on the beach. So we seem to be okay on that front.
Well, that's what it is, right? It's more from a policing... Right.
Yeah, Heather, you're 100% right, Heather. Absolutely. So I think the good thing is, no one has anything else. I think the body consistent.
I just wanted to give everybody else a chance to discuss it if anybody wants to.
There's really nothing to discuss. We just have to. They've already approved it. I'm not thrilled with.
When you send the letter back, we think you're making a mistake.
Well, that would be my own. That's my own personal opinion. I think dealing with drunks walking around the street. Now we're going to deal with pot smokers drinking. Stone pot smokers walking around the streets. I think it's a mistake, but that's my opinion.
So, sitting in your function as a planning board, it's really more of a consistency determination as to whether or not this particular ordinance would be consistent with the master plan of the township. We haven't received a letter from the planner indicating that there is indicating that it's supported under the master plan. However, there's evidence on the record that obviously it's pursuant to state guidelines. So this would be a situation where if the board had any recommendations with regard to the language employed that could be sent back to council for a particular amendment, that would be appropriate under consistency determination, or if the board's satisfied with the language that's employed.
But we don't allow walking around the streets drinking open cans or open bottles of liquor. This, I think, is the same category.
Dave, we can't rewrite the state law. That's the only thing I would suggest.
No, but by having a store in a town, we're going to attract people to come here, go in, get a couple joints, and go out, walk around the streets with it. I'm not thrilled about that.
Understood.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I have a motion on the table that this is consistent with the master plan from where we have been. The business district, B1 district, allows retail. That's what this is. That's my motion.
I will second it. Could we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Cashmore?
The roll call would be to either write a letter to the governing body for or against the ordinance.
It's a recommendation that the ordinance is found to be consistent with the master plan. Without any subsequent changes.
I second that.
Okay. Mr. Cashmore?
No.
Chairman Cunningham? Mr. Giulio? Whoops. Can't hear you.
I have a question. If we vote against it, what we're basically voting on is that it applies to the master plan. It's consistent with the master plan. We have no option of saying to send it back to the council or
Elizabeth, what we would do, if we all voted against it, we would say we don't recommend you enact this ordinance. If we are split, we say we were split on it. We send a letter to the governing body who already wrote the ordinance. The governing body, from Steve Wright, already suggested that whenever there's a new ordinance, it comes to us for the next good review.
Okay. And
so if we vote absolutely against this, it's horrible, we recommend you don't do this, or we say, okay, we were all mixed on it, you can go ahead and do it, or do whatever you're going to do, and we have no choice in the matter but to recommend our observations about the ordinance.
So Lance, if I can just elaborate on that, and Monica can jump in, you're going to vote, if the vote was against it, you have to explain to the council in your letter why you find it consistent with the master plan.
Okay, so basically we're just voting to say it's consistent with the master plan right now. We have no other options. Okay, it is, I guess it is consistent with the master plan, so I'll vote retail. Yes.
Legal retail.
I just want to start over, if you don't mind, Mr. Cashmore.
Are you starting over?
Are you? Yeah, I am. Are you voting that it's consistent or not?
No.
Okay, Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Giulio.
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo.
No.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So I would recommend that we send a note to the governing body that we voted with a mixed board about this particular vote
which permits the sale of pot in town.
The sale of cannabis in town.
Right.
The ordinance as proposed is deemed by a 5-2 vote to be considered consistent with the master plan of the township or the borough.
Right. I don't want anybody talking about this at this point. We're pretty well done with our agenda, but...
No, I'm talking about how the letter should be written.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you, Dave. I'm so tired with this virtual stuff.
Well, it doesn't look like it's working well this evening. I've never had a problem before. I think there's something wrong with the program right tonight. But I was just commenting on what the letter should state. I'm not saying that it isn't consistent with the master plan. It's really a changing of the master plan. It's adding a store to be permitted to sell pot. That's what I'm objecting to.
Which is consistent with the state ruling, right? The change of the laws.
Well, the state allows you to smoke pot. That doesn't mean we have to sell it in our town and attract people to come and buy it.
Well, according to the state, the mandate or the voting, there, I think you have to talk slow. That's our problem here. The mandate allowed municipalities to vote against having any of the allowed businesses in town, but they can't change the state law about legal marijuana. That is kind of what we're dealing with right now. And there are many towns that are voting, they don't want any stores, they don't want any growers, I'm going to try and simplify it so you all understand. They don't want anything to do with it. No retail stores, and some say no medical. And it is, that's what we're talking about right now. And if you haven't read the whole ordinance, I would su- suggest you go back and read it, but I thought the council did a great job with the ordinance. I really did. I read the whole thing. I'm like, oh, that was great.
Yeah, thank you. And Lance, thank you, because I personally spent a lot of time on this, and we limited it as much as we could. We wanted it so finite as to what you could do. You know,
specific.
So specific. And we put so many limitations on this so that this could not turn into a smoke shop or anything like that. This is literally grab and go.
Keep it in the place.
So that's what we wanted. We don't want any misunderstandings about this.
Anyhow, we just voted on it. Think about it. You can always talk to your councilman anytime. Any one of them.
I think it's also good to talk to the police, right? Because that's going to be a major component of this in terms of the policing of this.
I agree.
As known as a town that doesn't accept any kind of...
no shenanigans.
Right, exactly.
But Heather, I don't think it's a policing factor.
The police are not going to allow anything that is not allowed by state law on...
Correct. No, that's exactly what I was trying to explain to her. We can't forbid people from smoking pot in public. I'm just saying by having a store in a town, it's going to attract people to come here to purchase it and then walk around the street smoking. It's like going into Tommy's and buying a beer and walking out on the street and drinking it. I'm not in favor of it, but it's voted to go ahead, so I'm with you.
The governing body voted it to go ahead. We voted to say if a retail store opened, is that allowed? And of course. But thank you, Paul. What do we have? I think we're done with our meeting as far as I'm concerned. There's an agenda, anyway, my new agenda that I got tonight. And our next meeting is on June 8th, 7:30. Is there anything else before the board this evening, or is there anyone in the public that has a statement or a question from our board members?
Mr. Chairman, is that meeting going to be in public?
I would like it to be in public.
I believe it's public and or remote access. So meeting will provide in person or remote access under our agenda.
So we'll be there in person. The council's going to be there in person. The planning board will be there in person, and Candace, we will encourage the applicants to be there in person.
Well, we should. I think as the chairman, we should ask any of our members if. And I know it's personal information. If you're comfortable with you coming, if you've had your vaccines, I'm comfortable being with anybody. But if you have not had your vaccines and you don't want to come, you're perfectly welcome to do it virtually. Mark, right?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I can tell you from personal experience that the hybrid meetings where the applicant is not at the meeting and the board members are all at the meeting, they don't work very well. And I've done that in a few towns now where I'm planning board attorney. You need the applicants at the meeting if the board is all at the meeting. We do have a television monitor set up.
Or their representative, anyway.
Yeah, well, someone does it. The problem is the testimony doesn't work well if the applicant's not there and the board's all there. There is a computer television screen in the council chambers which they can play stuff on, but we really need to encourage the applicant to show up at the meeting.
And have you had an open meeting yet?
Yeah, we have one.
How'd it go?
It went fine from our perspective, but the problem is the people virtually, well, they're not seeing us the way that, like, they're seeing us here. They're seeing basically like a small little tiny sliver of the board all sitting at the dais. They can't see one-on-one. So people who are watching virtually aren't getting the full effect of the meeting. But we're going to be, you know, post this as a Friday. You know, with Murphy relaxing everything, I don't see any reason why the applicants shouldn't be there. So,
I agree.
So, Candace, if you could please ask the applicant, it would be very
I couldn't hear you, Mark. You're in and out.
Yeah, if you have, if you can make sure the applicants know they need to be at the meeting, it would be great.
Yeah, but I just have to tell you that for the 8th, right now we have no applications because the only person who had an application does not want to do it at that time and wants to be scheduled at a different meeting. So we have nothing on the 8th.
Well, we have the resolution. Do we want to meet just to do, I mean, Ray's going to continue to just to have the banners regardless. Do we want to have the meeting on the 8th or not?
Yeah.
So I see no reason to have to do it.
Okay, yeah, no, it's stupid to come in for just a resolution.
Let the chairman decide. Candace will get back to me if something comes in that is fully prepared to come before the board. And if not, we'll make a decision at the time and we'll let everybody know.
All right, so as of right now, we're assuming we're not going to be in front of you.
Well, you can assume it. That's T.I.K. Yeah, you guys don't know T.I.K.
All right. Have a good night. I guess I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I think that was all that was before the board tonight. I see nothing else, and thank you all very much for coming. Mark just made a motion to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Aye.
Thank you all so much.
Heather, it's really dark.